Marriage of the Virgin by Raffaello Sanzio. In the large square in front of the temple, Mary and Joseph marry in the presence of the high priest, who joins their hands. Accompanied by her maids of honour, the Virgin receives the ring from Joseph, as described in the Apocryphal Gospels and in the Golden Legend, a medieval text that collected the lives of the saints. In these sources, it is said that, inspired by God, the high priest of Jerusalem asked Mary's suitors to each come to the temple with a dry twig. Among them, Joseph was chosen because his twig miraculously bloomed once laid on the altar of the temple. Behind him, there are five other suitors who keep their twigs with no flowers. In the foreground, one of them breaks the rod with his knee, while another, just behind, more discreetly bends it with apparent carelessness. At the centre of the square, marked by the sequence of perspective paving slabs, there is a 16-sided temple with a double open door. The view thus penetrates beyond the harmonious architecture by following the vanishing lines of perspective. Above the central arch of the temple, the signature appears Raphael Urbinas, and the date in Roman numerals 1504. Raphael was born in Urbino in 1483. At the age of around 20, he was commissioned to carry out this work for the chapel of San Giuseppe in San Francesco, church in the Città di Castello. Probably the clients had asked him to take as a model the Marriage of the Virgin by Perugino, painted in those same years for the chapel of the Perugia Cathedral that housed the alleged relic of the Virgin's wedding ring. The comparison with a work of Perugino, today at the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Caen, shows how the young Raphael was already able to change the course of Renaissance art. The central plan temple, which in Perugino is a background, looming over the characters in the foreground, becomes in Raphael the pivot from which originates a space that expands towards infinity. Raphael doubles the sides of the temple of Perugino and creates a portico, supported by Ionic columns. The curve of the dome is recalled by the figures in the foreground, who are not lined up, as in Perugino, along a hypothetical horizontal line, but ordered in semicircles, which can be seen by looking at the feet of the nearest characters, aligned along a regular curve. Raphael shows himself to be a true master of rhythm and geometry, and paints a very calibrated composition studied in every detail, but communicated with extreme grace and naturalness. In the same way, the young master chooses the colours, playing with similarities and contrasts whose perfect balance increases the fame that rightly accompanies this work.